You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Latinos are the largest racial or ethnic group in the state. According to the Public Policy Institute of California, PPIC, every one in four Hispanic Americans lives in California, and 81% of those are U.S. citizens. That's a size that comes with significant potential for elections, but these numbers don't translate into voter turnout. Current statewide ballot returns show that those who identify as Latino are trailing behind Asian Americans, African Americans, and those who identify as white or other. And these lackluster numbers are mirrored locally. CAP Radio race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan spent time understanding the power of the Latino vote and the challenges to turnout. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Vicky.
So in the greater Sacramento area, which includes Placer, El Dorado, Yolo, Sutter, and Yuba counties, you found that roughly one in five residents identify as Hispanic, a population that's projected to grow in coming years. Why doesn't that necessarily translate into turnout?
Yes. So there are a lot of different reasons for why total population doesn't always mean a voting majority. We'll make it short and sweet. Here's Christina Flores-Victor. She's a political science professor at Sac State explaining.
So in terms of the total population, Sacramento, kind of like California in general, mirrors like the California distribution, right? Where California is no longer kind of a white majority state, but rather a minority majority state, right? And so Sacramento is no different. But there's a difference between the number of potential eligible voters than the number of voters who are eligible who actually register to vote. Those who register to vote don't always turn out to vote. And those who turn out to vote don't always turn out to vote in every single type of election.
She adds that the Latino voter turnout rate consistently lags behind the turnout rate of all other racial and ethnic groups. And this is something that she attributes to just this group being a much younger population overall, and also a population with a lot of newer first generation voters.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of layers to this. And we've talked about this on Insight. While some of us get just like inundated with campaign texts, calls, and mail, others are just left out when it comes to outreach. What did you learn about outreach for Latino voters and engagement for this midterm?
Absolutely. Yes. So interestingly, I think it really varies depending on who I spoke with about how Latino voter engagement has been going this year. I know that nonprofit organization Brown Issues has been doing their usual campaigning to encourage Latino voters to turn out this year. I know they had a big event urging people to register to vote during the Dia de los Muertos celebrations. But there's definitely worry that because this is a midterm election, turnout overall is going to be lower and Latino turnout will also reflect that. Additionally, I spoke with Rachel Rios. She's the director of local nonprofit La Familia. And she said that just from her perspective, she really hasn't seen her clients and community members really getting a lot of outreach from campaigns this year.
I would say that in prior years, I know that different community groups have received different fundings to be able to go out and talk to people, get out the vote. And I know that there have been some resources set aside and some organizations, in fact, are working hard, boots on the ground, to kind of get the word out. But it hasn't been as a strong coordinated effort as I've seen in prior years, which is very interesting because everything we keep hearing is about how important the Latino vote is this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many headlines and articles devoted to this for the midterm, and it's not necessarily translating to outreach or even engagement, as we're learning from Rachel Rios from La Familia. Sarah, you also had an interesting statistic from the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which reports that we're talking about also an incredibly young population. In that same six-county region, nearly a third of the Hispanic population is under 18 years of age, compared to roughly a fifth of non-Hispanic population. So that's like 31% versus 19%, and 96% of whom are U.S. citizens. So there's just like a huge potential for upcoming elections across party lines. Why isn't this being tapped into more?
Yes. So those statistics are absolutely correct. According to that recent report from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Latino population is very, very young. And I believe the average age of a Latino voter, when I was speaking with an expert last week, is in their late 20s and early 30s. So you're right that this is super young population. And of course, there's a huge proportion of potential voters coming of age in the next few years, with that chunk of population, just a huge part. Excuse me, a huge chunk of the under 18 population is they are American citizens. So like you said, there's a lot of potential there. But I also spoke with a lot of folks who just mentioned that younger Latino voters are actually one of the least outreached to demographics of voters. The Sac State political science professor I spoke with earlier mentioned that often organizations are getting young Latinos to sign up and register to vote, but efforts to actually get them out to the vote is a totally different story. I spoke with Monica Merez. She's a young Latina voter herself, and she also works on youth engagement with Sac Kids First. She says oftentimes part of younger people's hesitance to vote is cultural.
When I ask young people, like, do your parents vote generationally? Like, do you recall, like, your parents being civically engaged and participating in voting? More than half are saying no. And, you know, a smaller percentage are saying, like, yeah, my parents vote, but we don't really, like, talk about it.
Yeah, basically, she feels like the issue is kind of twofold. So culturally, she feels like Latinos and younger Latinos just don't tend to talk about voting a whole lot. And on top of that, she feels like youth outreach in places like school campuses can often be difficult because she says oftentimes school campuses just don't want to be seen as getting too political. So they're not really open to having people come on campus and really talk about the whole voting process with people, although that's not all campuses. And of course, I will add that outreach, just going back to what Rachel Rios had said earlier, outreach this year, she had just mentioned something as simple as not seeing a lot of flyers being put out in another language, so not being put out in Spanish. And I thought that was an interesting little note there.
Yeah, that is interesting. We also know that Latino is just such a broad umbrella term for more than 20 countries. I mean, the issues, the political views can be just so wide ranging. In terms of Hispanic Americans who actually show up to vote, where do they lean typically and what issues matter most to them?
Absolutely. Yes. So it's great to remember that, of course, the Latino voter is not a monolith and that it is an incredibly diverse group of people from many different backgrounds and income levels. But on the whole, in California, Latino voters have tended to vote democratically, although political consultant Mike Madrid is curious about how issues this year like inflation and the economy might influence these voting patterns during this election cycle.
Overall, this is a much younger vote. It's a younger segment of the population. The average age is 28 years old. The issues and concerns, of course, that drive Latino voting behavior tends to be of younger, more working class, often non-college educated voters. And so there's a lot of focus that's been put on Latino voters nationally because there has been a demonstrable rightward shift the past couple of election cycles. There's a lot of consternation and question just whether or not that's a permanent shift or an aberration.
Madrid says he's going to be watching trends this year and is really curious to see if hot button issues like abortion are going to end up being a strong driver for Latino voters to go out to the polls this year.
Yeah, and we have been seeing those shifts in other states, like particularly like Texas. Absolutely. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan about the Latino vote. So given that there is still time to vote, what are the broader consequences if the voter turnout for Latinos remains at this low level?
Yeah, you know, I think what I've heard from experts is that essentially what will happen is, you know, Latinos really have the power to drive the vote and to drive having their opinions and issues be front and center. They have the numbers behind them. But of course, if Latino voter turnout remains low, it just means that Latino voices are just not going to be heard as much. We may see, obviously candidates or voters don't always vote based on the racial identity of a candidate, but we may see less Latino candidates in office. We may see less Latino representation. And of course, we're just going to see less Latino interest represented in ballot measures, et cetera, if we don't have a strong Latino voter turnout.
Yeah, we've been talking a great deal about reasons why and consequences. Let's not focus on solutions. What's being done to fuel engagement?
I think that some folks that I spoke with, like the folks at Brown Issues and Monica Maris with Sac Kids First, they are really working on trying to get that youth vote and meet that youth vote where they are. So that does mean really fighting to get onto campuses and really talking with folks about the importance of voting and just talking and trying to make voting a part of the culture and talking about voting and who you're voting for and what issues you're engaged with. I know that's a big effort that Monica is undertaking. And I know Brown Issues is really trying to meet young people where they are. So going to the events that they're going to, showing up at the Dia de los Muertos celebration, for instance, I think those are two really great examples of how that engagement is happening on the ground here.
Yeah, those are some pretty good success stories. Are there others that are taking place maybe across California or even in other states that could be a framework to expand upon?
That's a great question, Vicky. I am not sure what is happening in other states at the moment. I think that the strategy to just try to get youth votes where they are rather than kind of talking about things big picture is probably going to be something that I think you can do across states. But yeah, unfortunately, I don't know too much about what's going on elsewhere.
And given that you've just talked to such a wide range of people with a vested interest in the Latino voter bloc, what will they be watching once votes start getting tallied this evening and obviously in the days and the weeks to come?
You know, I know that Mike Madrid in particular had mentioned that he is really curious about the abortion issue. He did mention that I think there's a stereotype that Latinos tend to be more religious or have more of a tie to religion. But I did also hear that this tends to be an older generation of Latinos typically, and that younger Latinos tend to not kind of tie themselves so much to religion. And so he was curious to see just how the issue of abortion might drive people to the polls or not drive people to the polls. One theory that he had was that we might see a very high turnout of young Latina voters who are driven by abortion issues being on the ballot and kind of thinking about reproductive rights. But of course, we could also see a push of older, more religious Latinos who are more conservative leaning come out. Yeah, I think that's the one issue. That and, of course, looking at issues of the economy, inflation. He mentioned that Latinos tend to not be a group that are strongly partisan. So they do tend, similar to Asian Americans in some ways, they do tend to vote on issue-based items versus voting just purely along political allegiance. So it will definitely be interesting to see how Latinos end up voting conservatively or liberally.
Sarah, thanks for helping us unpack all of that.
Of course. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Sarah Mises-Tan is Cap Radio's race and equity reporter discussing the power of the Latino vote and why it's falling behind its potential at the polls. Still ahead, a journalist and combat veteran followed a single military unit deployed to Afghanistan for a decade, from enlistment to the struggles of returning to civilian life and leaving war behind. We'll learn about his new book, Bravo Company. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.